Houston, this is the International Space Station, and we're wondering if we could have a few seconds with you.
Good morning and Merry Christmas. What can we do for you?
Hey, Emily. Merry Christmas to you and the whole team. We have something that's probably appropriate. We're going to need some help from all of the control centers around the planet, so if Huntsville and Munich and Scuba and even Moscow are listening in, but we had that, if you look at our timeline, we had that Crew Earth observation pass, and so we were just looking out the window, and we have a non-nominal observation to report.
Yeah, Houston, we saw multiple objects detected moving Earth relative high velocity, red signature, intermittent blinking lights.
We were initially worried that it might be space debris, but it looks like it has a very intentional trajectory, very, very directed, very, almost festive.
Interesting.
Also, possible reindeer propulsion? Jet noise, very quiet, extremely advanced.
And we're just requesting confirmation, and you guys might know this. Does SANTA have an ISS overflight clearance this year?
And if affirmative, we're standing by with some cookies. Milk may be a microgravity challenge, although I think we can get a straw and a drink bag for him.
We just wanted to wish also a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to everyone back on planet Earth.
I think kiddos around the world are really excited to know that Santa's still making his way across to the West. We really appreciate the call, and we absolutely have given Santa and all of his reindeer clearance to come and visit you guys. See if you can find a chimney for him.
We were thinking maybe Nanorax airlock or maybe the Gem airlock. It looks very chimney-like.
All right, but first I'm going to have to check whether or not you guys have been naughty or nice.
I already know I got a CTV full of coal.
Well, hopefully there will be some presents and fruit in there, too. Maybe we'll send you a care package with some fresh fruit and presents on the next dragon. I guess dragon will be coming next, huh?
Yes, indeed. And ice cream is always well accepted up here. And french fries, if you can find them.
Copy both of those, and especially together.
Well, happy holidays, season's greetings, and Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good shift.
Thank you so much, and you guys enjoy the rest of your holiday.
Station Houston on 2 for special guest timing. If I don't grab you, I'll try Space Ground 1.
Here you're on 2, boss. Go ahead.
All right. Our guest timing is a little bit TBD right now. We don't have an exact time. So my proposal to you is that if he's not on the building and in the headset by 2030 GMT, then we'll go ahead and move to the next KU pass, which is around 2111 GMT. How's that sound for you guys? I don't want to keep you waiting around.
Nope, we're here to serve. Can we get a 5-minute heads up on Space to Ground 1? Will that work for you between now and 20 or 30 after?
That sounds like a good plan. As soon as I have any information, I'll relay it on Space to Ground 1. Should be at least a 5 minutes warning.
Flight, we really appreciate it, and thank you for the opportunity. Houston Station on 2 with a small request.
Houston's with you on 2, Mike. Go ahead.
Just thinking, is it possible, if it's easy, we could bring up VC and just see the room? That way we can, as they say, read the room. If it's any difficulty at all, just let us know, and we'll withdraw the request.
Unfortunately, Mike, I'd need a BME around to pull that off, and I do not have one.
No worries, but we appreciate it. Thanks for the consideration. All good.
Station Houston on 2 for a go back on a thicker view.
It's on 2.
Okay, we think we found a way for GC to do it. It's going to replace your guys' dish channel. So if you guys want to go ahead and call into VC and let me know if you are able to see our thicker view.
Okay, understand. I'm going to check VC. Thank you.
Thank you, Kimia.
So, station on Space Ground 2 for VC.
Go ahead, Kimia.
The BME TV, right?
That is correct. That's what we believe we may have replaced.
We still see that offline, so yeah. yeah, Dina-san and I are working on it and check it if we have some, like, workaround, maybe recycle or something like that, and let you know.
Okay. That indication does not give us hope. It sounds like it just may be not set up on the BME side, to which I may not be able to rectify. But you're welcome to attempt all the troubleshooting that you typically do with an application in a SSC, and let us know if you get any joy.
Understand. We can just try and reboot it, but if it's no joy, don't worry too much. Actually, we can do this event without PC. So thank you very much for coordinating this.
Sounds like a good plan. Thanks, Kimia.
The attempt didn't work, so we just did this without PC. Thank you.
Copy, no VC.